side of the river, and a rush of wind sends leaves with wings to scatter, and people run for cover as though the rainwater will melt their ruffled feathers. Aimlessly, she meanders, taking shelter from the rain that pours into a high-end store, which at first she ignores before she recognizes the shapes, colors, and sizes of stones from her own homeland. She crouches to read the caption written by hand, "Healing Rock," and stands in shock at seeing the price tag 20 times higher than her leather bag. She looks around and realizes she is surrounded by pieces of her childhood, from furniture to books she'd taken for granted, and now commercialized and tainted. A ceremonial shawl, much like her mother wore, makes her heart sore to see it is no more, but remade to be a bedspread. She shakes her head, then her eyes rest on a photograph perched on top of a wooden chest. "Sacred skies," it read, "of the stars she'd known, shining."